Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, it's Thursday, so we'll play Right and Right Trivia. And Jeffrey, what do we have for a fabulous prize on Right and Right Trivia?
Jeff, we've got tickets to next week's Italian Festival at Marquette Park, May 29th through 31st. Of course, always an outstanding eating opportunity.
How many tickets?
We have four.
Four tickets. To Italian Fest. We'll do this in the second hour. All you have to do is be righter than right. Good luck with that. Or play honorably. Somewhat easier to do. And so, and then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We'll ask Chris what he thought of last night's unbelievable turn of events in the Knicks-Pacers game. Do you have a favorite stat or a favorite moment or a favorite thing or a favorite? Listen, people are going to be talking about this all day. They already have been talking about it all day. People will be talking about this for the next decade, depending on how it happens. Hell, they're talking about the last joke game 30 years hence. So there's no reason they won't be talking about this 30 years hence. But was there something that you particularly enjoyed?
Cat missing the free throw.
You enjoyed Cat missing a free throw.
And when Ananobi got up to the line, I've never seen an NBA guy that I had less confidence in. Like, he looked like, I wish someone else were here. So I thought that was great. I think, though, you still have to just say it's the last sequence of regulation where Halliburton looks like he's going to drive, decides, nope, I'm not going to do that.
Go for the win.
Kind of loses the basketball. You think... He fires up the shot. You think he misses, but then it takes that just insane.
Takes like, the Kawhi Leonard bounce. Just, only yeah, crazy.
Well, I mean, like, I think the Kawhi bounce, like, it was, like, up, hanging up on the rim. That thing,
this
like, went
way,
like,
you know, out of this picture. This went up and visited the ancestors.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And then goes
right.
Straight down, and you think, oh, my God, they've won. And then you realize, no, his foot was, on,
was
the
line.
On the line.
The call was for the win.
Correct. And then you're questioning whether or not. Did he prematurely do the choke job? Like,
right,
was that
a premature choke?
Were you tempting the basketball gods with that? I think that the sequence in regulation was my favorite.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The New York Post had side by side. The headline is Choke 2.0.
Yeah,
it had the Reggie picture from 30 years ago. And then it had the Halliburton one from last night. And what's amazing about the Halliburton one is you feel like he almost must have rehearsed it in the mirror. Like the when you're choking, you could choke yourself in any sort of different ways, right? You could put both hands. He did it. It's exactly the same. The right hand is over the left
yep.
hand. Like, it is literally, he copies the choke. Exactly the same way, and I admire him for it.
Oh, I definitely think he rehearsed it.
He said he was waiting for the right moment, and obviously last year shows up wearing a T-shirt with the choke picture on it when these two teams met in the playoffs. So it's interesting. there is at times a backlash against players who are too demonstrative, too, right, whatever.
Act like you've been there before.
Does anyone not love this? And partly, I think one reason to love this, A, it's just what the hell is not to love? We can talk, we can just discuss the premature part in a moment. But it's also, it's not just the choke sign. It's an homage to history.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's not just, these kids these days. It is a guy with a deep appreciation for our memories and our history and the NBA's history. And so it's more than just a flamboyant look at me choke sign. It does show a deep appreciation of the game, of the history of the game, of all that has come before. I think it's perfect.
Between the same two teams.
With Reggie and
the
building.
With the originator on the call.
It was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Now, was it premature? Of course it was premature. And he said subsequently, Halliburton said subsequently, that had he known it wasn't for the win,
he would not have.
Had he known it was a two-pointer, he would not have done it. And I think that's right. Because honestly, then you got to go win the game. You know, then chokes on who? You know,
100%.
And so Rick Carlisle, in fairness, and I admire this about Rick Carlisle. He said, Tyrese has earned the right to do what he wants. That's what he said about the choke.
Sure.
So he didn't endorse it, but he said, we're riding with that guy. You know, we're riding with that guy.
Bold,
so
bold decision.
He does the choke sign. It's premature. So had they not won, and first of all, was this a situation? We'll go over the collapse here in a moment, but all that went into the collapse. But was this a situation where Memphis, Mario Chalmers, Kansas, we knew what was going to happen in overtime, right? It felt like we didn't. There was no way Memphis was getting up and getting off the mat and winning in overtime.
See,
was this a game last night where you thought that the Knicks were dead in overtime or not?
I did not think they were dead in overtime.
I didn't either.
And especially the way overtime started.
And I think there's a couple reasons. One is,
you're still at home. Like, it's not like
they're at home, but also it felt like because it was a two and not a three, they also sort of felt like we got new life.
Like they could have stolen one and then.
Yeah, but then they got away with one because that easily could have been a three. And they're like, so I don't think psychologically, and then you're exactly right. And there's nothing about the way that overtime went that suggested that that the Knicks couldn't get off the mat.
Yeah, 100%.
So it wasn't one of those. So the Pacers had to go out and win it again. Had they lost, how much would people be clowning on Halliburton? Or I don't think clowning.
I think they would be.
Clowning.
Yeah.
Knicks fans would be clowning.
Yeah, and it's New York. And I don't know. You don't wade enough into NBA Twitter.
Oh, well,
he would be getting clowned.
Okay, would it be justifiable?
I think so. Like, you have the
right. If you're going to do the choke, you got to do it effectively.
But you got to also know he didn't show court awareness.
Okay, well, let me ask
where
you
was
this.
His foot? Get your foot behind the line.
Going forward, because they were discussing this on the previous show, going forward, will he, if they don't win the series, if the Knicks can come back and win this series, I do not believe, just where I stand on this, I do not believe that all of a sudden it will make Halliburton look clownish for having done the choke sign. Hell, people forget this. Reggie, in the series where he did the choke sign, the Pacers lost that series. Pacers lost that series in the series where he did the choke sign, and no one's like, damn, Reggie clowning, what an idiot he looked like. You get to do this after that game. And now what will happen, and it will always be a great moment, and it will always be a great game, and whatever happens next will shape what happens next. So if Tyrese Halliburton misses a bunch of shots, well, it probably is how it plays out.
100%.
If Tyrese Halliburton now, in, let's say it goes to a game 7, and he goes 3 of 17, then it's going to be, who's choking now?
Correct.
Right? You know?
They'll make T-shirts out of it.
They'll make T-shirts out of it. The reverse choke.
Yeah.
Right? But so much depends how it happens. If he plays very well and the Knicks happen to win in seven, then you don't clown. I mean, you can try to clown whoever you want. But then I don't think Tyrese Halliburton looks ridiculous for having done the choke. Do you?
No, I'm with you. I agree. It was a specific moment in that specific game.
And it was perfect, and it wasn't perfect. It was imperfect, but it was certainly something we will never forget. Pacers win in OT 138-135. Before I say anything else, by the way, the ratings came out for the game one of the Oklahoma City Minnesota, right? And they were bad, right? Game, and they were
not surprisingly
disappointing,
yeah.
Not surprisingly. And so what you hear, or I've heard from a lot of people, is everyone says they want parity, but they really don't want parity. Look at the ratings, right? And here's what I will say about that. It is absolutely true that big names and big stars making it to, in the end, big games and making it will drive ratings for the championship rounds, right? And if that's all you care about,
in every sport except
the NFL, and if that's all you care about, that is then an indictment of parity. But that is not all I care about, and indeed it's not what the league cares about. The league cares about attendance throughout the league, throughout the course of the year. The league cares about ratings in markets throughout the course of the year. Yes, at the very end, the ratings will always be better if Steph and LeBron are in there. And if the small market teams are not, right?
Yep.
But I don't, and that means it would be a healthier, more dramatic championship round. That doesn't mean it's a healthier, better league at all.
Yeah.
At all. So like, people like parity, but they really don't. No, people actually do like parity through the course of the league. In the end, they do want to watch the stars, of course, make it to the championship round. They will, but that doesn't mean that the entire enterprise isn't healthier with parity, even if it means that ratings are somewhat down in the semifinal or championship games. And I don't know, Indiana small market team seems pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, we thought coming into this, like, I think you and I were in the same spot of just like, just give me something entertaining.
And we knew this was the one.
Right.
Like, this was the series that was of the three series that are remaining, we'll see what happens tonight, but Oklahoma City, Minnesota.
Like, I think people are sleeping on Indiana, and I think they're really good. Like, I think they're good enough to lose to the Thunder in five.
my son Peter was making the case that actually as a matchup, Knicks Thunder might be better. Because
they present some size.
Well, they have some size issues that would challenge them. They don't actually. Last night became a problem a little bit. They don't turn the ball over. They're not flying up and down like.
But I think you see the Knicks' problem. I think the Knicks are going to run into the same problem that the Nuggets ran into.
Depth. Okay. In terms of the numbers, we've seen a lot of them now. I have my favorite.
I'm still sorting through all of them.
I have my favorite of the numbers. But here you go. This is when we need Elias, man. This is when Elias.
This is when they earn their money.
No one really knows what Elias is,
yes.
But we know that they give us stats. Elias, maybe it's a guy, you know, like the RPI
yeah, sure.
guy. It's Elias, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Per Elias, no team trailing by 9 points or more in the final minute of regulation or overtime had won a playoff game since 1998. The record was 0-1,414. 0-1,414. That is trailing by 9 or more in the final minute of regulation or overtime in a playoff game. Here's one. The other one is, of course, with 14 or more. Since 1997. No team has lost a playoff game leading by 14 or more with 250 remaining in regulation or overtime. The leading team in that circumstance was a nifty 977-0 going into Wednesday. Now it is 977-1. So let's review. 17 points in the fourth quarter, led by 17 in the fourth quarter. By the way, they only led by two. When when all of a sudden the Knicks went on a run and
yeah.
it looked like it was over. Like, right? Like, weirdly enough, the Knicks went on a run when Brunson went out. Brunson went out with his fifth foul and with 10:05 left. And at that point, they led by just two. They went on the run. They built the lead. They lead by 17. So 17 points in the fourth quarter. They led by 9 points in the final minute with 52.5 seconds left. They led by 8 points with 40-some seconds left. They gave up in the final 2:39. In the final 2:39, the vaunted New York Knicks, with all those stoppers, Jeffrey, they gave all those draft picks to obtain, with Tom Thibodeau as their coach, in the final 2:39, they gave up 20 points. 20 points in the final 2:39. It was just astounding. In the last 170 seconds, the last 170 seconds of regulation, all the Knicks needed was a stop. The Pacers went 6 for 6. 5 of them were three-pointers. And, of course, Nesmith was responsible for, well, 4 of them in the last 170 seconds. 6 in the final quarter. No player has done that in a fourth quarter of a playoff game ever, ever. And I do think while we're looking at the Knicks collapse, you have to tip your cap to an Indiana team that just will not die, because we saw this against the Bucks and we saw this against the Cavs. And now we've seen it against a New York team that was supposed to be clutch and would not die themselves, that came back and came back against the Celtics. But here you go. Here's another one. Here's another stat. Since 96-97, okay, if you're looking at teams that have led by 7 or more points in the final 50 seconds of a playoff game.
All right, one more time.
Since 96-97,
yep.
You lead by 7 or more,
yep,
in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime, okay?
Yep.
7 or more, 50 seconds left. The record of those teams is 4-1,702.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you're like, well, okay, that's not so, like, so you're saying there's a chance, right? So 4-1,702.
Get to okay? the butt.
Here's the amazing part. 3 of those 4 are Pacers games this playoff season.
In each round.
In each round. Like, it never, ever, ever, ever happens. Those are unwinnable games. And they've won it in consecutive rounds 3 times in the playoffs. It's freaking gobsmacking. It's unbelievable. I mean, you can't get your mind around it. It's Michael Myers stuff. You know, they just will not die. You would have been totally excused if you had turned off the TV. Honestly, I saw some reporter said that the media, because this is what happens at the end of a game, games end or whatever, you kind of start to pack up, you know,
yeah.
you get ready.
You're trying to get to the,
you got to get to the interviews, get ready. You get, you know, I do like whatever. And the reports were from the media that, you know, people were starting to pack up. This was over.
So is the media to blame?
4-1,702, and the Pacers have pulled off 3 of them. So, just incredible what we watched last night.
I think I have a take.
What's your take?
I'm not sure the Knicks choked.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It was insane shot because they did keep scoring
still. No. You're exactly right. Typically in these situations, whether it was the Falcons in the Super Bowl,
yep,
or whether it was Duke most recently,
yep,
or whether it was we can't freaking inbound the ball,
yep,
or whether it was Memphis not hitting free throws or whatever it is, in some collapse that should never have happened, you usually go back. And of course, all these things are a balance of who screwed up and was it greatness or was it choke. And normally you can point to five things or four things that if just one of them had turned out differently, if one of them had gone the other way, that you had five mistakes you made. Like, I don't know, the Falcons, what the Falcons did in the course of that Super Bowl. But you can point to a bunch of
strip sack, the strip sack, and then Julio didn't catch the pass. Then everyone's point to they kept
here,
throwing.
In this one, there are some things, okay? The missed free throws. Cat split a pair. And then
Anunoby
did too, right? I mean, that was huge. Goes 1-2 with 7.3 seconds left to set up the bucket. But really, in overtime, they were trying to like that dunk that dunk by Obi, right? Like they were gonna try to foul or something. I don't know what the hell happened there. That was a total blown defensive assignment. You had 12 missed free throws in the game, so you can point to that. But really, it's you can point to it was the officials missing the goaltending. That was a massive thing, but you can't blame the Knicks for that, right? But really, I think you're right. It was the brilliance of the Pacers. Now, you can argue that they shouldn't have left Nesmith as wide open as they did again and again and again and again and again. That's not typically seen as a choke, right?
Sometimes you get to scheme a guy open.
Yeah, in the end, putting Cat on, they were giving him wide open looks, and Thibodeau said it afterwards. Well, too much airspace, I think he said. But that's not a typical what you think of when you think of a team choking. How did the Knicks choke? And the way that you can say is they missed free throws.
They missed free throws, and I guess you could also argue they did not take care of the basketball enough the stretch.
They only had 15 turnovers on the game. What was interesting, though, is that one of the incredible things
felt like all of them were in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah, most of them were late. One of the interesting things is, obviously, Brunson was tremendous with 43 points. And if you're looking for reasons to think that the Knicks are going to get off the mat and win this, the Pacers seem to have no answer. Like for him, right? But here you go. Here's something.
Certainly didn't last night.
Right. They seemed to have no answer. They tried a litany of guys on him, and he got wherever he wanted. And I don't know that that's going to change. The truth of the matter is, the Knicks were the better team throughout the course of the game. And
yeah,
we'll get to whether there's hope for them to win the series.
I thought Indiana had the better start, but really, after about, I don't know, the 10-minute mark in the first quarter, I felt like the Knicks controlled the game.
But so the Pacers, they play at that pace. They score 138 points. They do regulation and overtime. They only had seven turnovers. Brunson had seven by himself. Brunson had 7 by himself. The Pacers had 7 turnovers. Points off of turnovers, 27-4. 27-4 that's pretty astounding. So there you go. It was incredible to see. And the I think you're right. I'm going to do as much giving credit or more to the Pacers as I am ridiculing
this?
The Knicks.
I went to get the fourth quarter box score. 0 turnovers for Indiana in the fourth quarter.
See, they were brilliant.
And they were 7 of 12 from 3.
They didn't miss a shot down the end. They their last 6 shots, 6 of 6, and 5 of them were threes.
Like if I just if we go to the whole fourth quarter, quote unquote choke. If I just read you these numbers, you think that I don't think this is a choke. 12 of 22 from the floor, 54.5%. Okay, 3 of 9 from 3. 8 of 12 from the line. Like, yeah, they're missing, but it's not like that's an insane amount of misses.
Right. It wasn't 5 of 12 from the line.
Right. And by the way, the Pacers went 7 of 11.
It was critical misses.
But the Pacers went 7 of 11.
Let me ask you this, though. You yourself said that OG looked like he didn't want to be there. That is a choke.
But do I blame the whole team?
Him because he choked, right?
Yeah, I think the pressure got to him.
That's a definition.
No, I'm with you, but I still don't feel like this was like
a team choke.
So, for instance,
right.
If we compared this to, I think the Cleveland comeback, that was a Cleveland choke. They couldn't get the ball in. They couldn't.
You could argue that it was because of who they didn't have or whatever else.
Right.
But it was their failure to execute more than the
just the insane shots Indiana kept making.
Here, the failure to execute. There were moments. There were certainly moments where they failed to execute. But I'm with you. It required utter brilliance and shot making on the part of the Pacers, including and right up to that last shot, which was ridiculous.
Which I'm still not convinced wasn't a miss.
It was ridiculous. He goes towards the rim. He said nah, and then he almost loses the ball, and then he kind of fires it up. Hits the rim, goes 72 feet up into the air.
I think it touched the ceiling.
And drops through. Okay. We all acknowledge that what we saw last night was fabulous.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Like that last night was a night we're like, that's why we watch.
Right. So, what now? There's the old, can the Knicks get off the mat? And I think the obvious answer to that, it seems to me, is of course they can. It's game one, It's game one. Yes, can the Knicks get off the mat? 100% they can get off the mat. As I said, you can argue that, if you wanted to argue it the other way, they got 43 from Brunson and 35 from Cat, and they still lose, right? Whatever they get 43 and 35, and they're up by 17 points in the fourth quarter, and they still lose. You know what? Cat has been great against them every time he plays them, whether it was for the Knicks or before then for Minnesota. Like, I don't think Cat's going to stop being good against this Indiana team. And Brunson, they gave, honestly, if anything, with the 7 turnovers, that's atypical for Brunson. It's in fact, a career playoff high.
It was 1 of 6 from 3.
It was 1 of 6 from 3. I don't. There was nothing about Brunson's game last night that didn't look repeatable to me. Like, and so this wasn't like Nesmith. I'm not gonna. I'll say this. I can imagine Brunson doing that again. Can't imagine Nesmith doing that again.
That was actually because I picked the Pacers. What was alarming to me in the first half was Nesmith hadn't missed, and the game was still close. You're like, man, if you're going to have a guy that's making like this many shots, like you need to have a significant lead, and they did not. The only thing I would say in response to this is I feel like far too often in series, like a certain amount of games are going to go a certain way, and I think the Knicks just lost one. Like they lost a game that they were.
Well, yes. Can they psychologically get off the mat? I think 100% they can. Can they win the series? I think 100% they can. However, in a series that I think we all believed would be close.
At the margins, for sure.
When you are down one zip after a game you should have won, this could easily be the game that
you look back on.
You look back on and say, yeah.
Well, because it's funny, I know he's no longer the coach, but I remember 2 years ago at Media Days, I asked Taylor, you know, when you think about the playoff losses, what are the games that stand out? And I thought it would be the game four for the Lakers where the Grizzlies had the big lead and, you know, LeBron gets the layup at overtime. And then the game that they let get away at Golden State, and he really fixated. He goes, you know, those game ones at home, those are tough. Because they're basically right. Just such swings.
Right. It's pointed out to me, by the way, that Neesmith was on that Vandy team that got Bryce Drew fired. Garland, Darius Garland, and Neesmith were both on that Vandy team. He got bad
Garland
luck.
Got hurt.
He got, no, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Darius, he got hurt. And then Neesmith,
no, I mean, that's the whole
Neesmith
thing about
got hurt as well at the start of conference play.
I mean, Bryce has shown at Grand Canyon. He gets players.
Oh, no. Yes. Absolutely right. Like, yeah. So there you go. Sensational game last night. The overrated thing, you know, you see a lot of, I can't believe people are calling him overrated. Ah, boy, what a bunch of idiots.
I think calling Halliburton overrated is overrated.
But also, yeah, that's exactly right.
When you look at the voting.
When you look at the voting, it was like
98 players, and he got 14% of the vote.
He was not. This is not a guy who has ever been perceived as the most overrated, overwhelmingly the most overrated player in the league. Is there an example of people who are like Rudy Gobert is overwhelmingly the most hated player in the league? You know what I mean? Like
seems amongst players.
I'm thinking about bad things. Like, you know, LeBron was obviously the greatest player in the league, but in terms of of things that are. Or Bill Laimbeer, gonna always go back to the 70s and 80s for me, was always very clearly once the dirtiest player in the league, right? Like, the idea that Halliburton was labeled as the most overrated player in the league, it was in a survey where he got, was it 13%? I think it was 13% of the vote.
I thought it was like 14 or something like that.
Yeah, he got basically some tiny fraction of the votes.
If it were actually an election.
It was just a bigger fraction than it. They'd have to do a runoff.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, they would eliminate like half the people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He's not.
Fine with Halliburton using it as.
Oh, no, if he wants to use it,
like,
that's fine. But I hear on, you people, I can't believe you called him overrated. No one really called him overrated.
Well, like, they have a very intense, like, rivalry with the Bucks. It's entirely possible the Bucks just all voted for him. We don't know who voted. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. There's that as well. If I'm a Pacers fan, and they win,
I mean, you got to go straight to the casino, right?
And they win the series. No, what I'm going to
keep it rolling.
If they win the series, I'm going to print out a picture of Halliburton doing the choke sign, and I take it to the frame corner.
Respect.
Take it to the frame corner. And I'm going to put it up in the room where
maybe
I have
even
all
the
my,
and then get the Reggie one too.
You get the Reggie one too. Yeah, you get the
hang
York,
them side by
you
side.
You get the New York Post cover. You get the New York Post cover. You hang them side by side. You put it in the man cave, and you'll have that for forever. Not unlike Memphis fans have framed the Memphis Tennessee game from 1996. Whatever sports moment you want to enshrine, if you or pieces collection of sports memorabilia, or anything that you need framed beautifully to last forever. Frame Corner is the place to go, of course. 5035 Park Avenue, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. We're going to play Righter Than Right Trivia today in the second hour. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We have other matters to get to as well. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, it's this Saturday, May 24th. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 6 hours, 60% off. And this is the last one. Last 6 hours, 60% off sale of the year. So do not miss it. If you're getting jewelry, let's be honest, anytime for the next year, this would be the moment. If you're getting engaged, 60% off engagement rings. If you're just looking for a gift for someone, 60% off designer jewelry, 60% off bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones, even brand name watches. It is at the Robert Irwin Jeweler location on Perkins Extended. It is 6 hours, 60% off, everything in the showcase this Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. So there you go. Do not miss this opportunity. Last one of the year. 60% off everything from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Everything in the showcase. Again, it's the Perkins location. Ends at 4. They've got special finance available, up to 60 months interest-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And for more details, just go to rijewelers.com. All right, we'll resume this conversation with Chris Harrington, straight up 10 o'clock, among other things that we'll talk to Chris about. Tonight, obviously, we got Timberwolves and Oklahoma City. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP yesterday. I'm shocked. Jeffrey, weren't you shocked?
Stunned.
Stunned. Were you surprised that he got 71 out of 100 first place votes?
Not really, because in the end, I did think winning 64 games was going to be the ultimate topic.
It is funny. A lot of things go into this. People do take into account how many times you've won it before. They just do.
Yeah.
And then they take into account the performance of your team. You're the best player on the best team. You've ever, obviously, it was down to, you know, no one thinks that he is the greatest player in the league.
Right.
Right. No one thinks he's the greatest player in the league. But was the MVP this season? Absolutely. If this series has a chance to be interesting, I think we have to see something different from Minnesota tonight. Right. This is kind of critical.
It really does feel that way. But I mean, I guess with the amount of, you know, hey, if they went back and they won
the series, doesn't start before you win a game. You believe you're buying.
Yeah,
that?
But like home courts never mattered less than we've seen in these playoffs. But to me, from a psychological perspective, it really does feel like they have to win tonight.
All right, we got other matters to discuss. Dante Harris has entered the portal.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we learned it yesterday. I just kind of, when you started,
sort of knew,
like, well, when you started looking at how many guards they were taking and whatnot. Right. At a certain point, you're like, well, something's going to go.
Another reason to hate this, though. Even when you think you know your team, guy's coming back, then the roster continues to change, and then whatever. It's just, it's another reason to hate it, I believe. Like, I'm not blaming anyone here.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You keep recruiting, get the best players you can. Players then keep evaluating, and when they see that the opportunity isn't there, going to be there for them, they shuffle.
They want to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame anybody here. Good basketball player. By the way, so there was that.
Wish he would have been healthy in the tournament game.
We wish he would have been healthy. Yes, best ability is availability. So then the other news yesterday, maybe of particular significance to me, but the Bills will be
the team
featured in Hard Knocks. Now the Bills have never been featured before because it used to be that if you won as much as the Bills did, you could say, yeah, forget it. I'm not going to do it. They changed the rules this time. And so now
they've had to keep changing the rules because they need to make teams
available. Yeah. The Bills have never been eligible to be selected before. And now they were eligible to be selected.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I think they make a lot of sense. Josh Allen, obviously MVP of the league. So it's funny. Hard Knocks has lost a lot of the luster. Obviously, last year, it was the offseason Hard Knocks with the Giants that made the waves.
I'm sorry, right? What?
It was the offseason Hard Knocks with the Giants that made that. It was must-see TV and the decision to move on. Decision to move on from Saquon Barkley. I think there's a general feeling here that the stuff is too sanitized and whatever else. But
it's just the access. Like when you go and you watch the original versions of Hard Knocks. They got all the access. It's just a reflection of like what we see in sports today where
but in terms of this team and this narrative, what's going to be interesting for the Bills?
I mean, they'll probably focus big on Josh. Josh will be like a main
character. Josh will be the main character.
You'll
Deion Dawkins, I'm just telling you people, Dawkins is going to be because he is a talker. You know, he's your typical. There's a couple types of offensive linemen. Gabe is more of an example, a better example of this. He can speak to this. There's the quiet, just do my job offensive lineman. But then there are the very colorful, quotable offensive linemen as well. And that is Deion Dawkins. And so he will emerge. I think Keon Coleman it'll be interesting because I think he is generally perceived to be a bust. It's premature to call him a bust, but I think broadly speaking and in the fan base, he is generally concerned to be damn.
I mean, his year was disappointing. Like, I don't know how you can say it. Like, he had some moments, but, like, it was disappointing.
His year was defined by the Bills trading down and letting the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy, who was then really good for the Chiefs, particularly at the end.
He was really fast.
We'll see. But so, Keon Coleman is a talker. Like, he is a talker. And one of the narratives that has emerged about the Bills is Brandon Bean, has he done enough to address the wide receiver room, right? All they did was get a former Vol Josh Palmer, really, in the offseason. And so has he done enough to address the wide receiver room? So I think there'll be some focus on Keon Coleman here. There's no Stephon Diggs controversy. There is
no, but like there'll be
James Cook is holding out, like whatever, wants a new deal.
Bosa
joining the team, and he's a talker, actually. So Bosa joining the team will be a part of it.
I mean, you're also gonna love it just because Hard Knocks makes the city look great.
Yes, absolutely. No, I will love it. Like, you don't love it because do I really need this for my team to be distracted? But I don't think. Is there any?
I just don't think that applies.
I just don't think it applies.
Because they get so little access to actual game. Like, the amount of footage they can use. I mean, we used to literally see the Turk cut guy. Like, we'd see, like, the bring your play. Like, we would watch all of that. Like,
guys get cut.
Like, we'd see the whole team meeting rooms. Like, all, like, basically
now,
they had.
Now, the one thing is, the Bills are one of the few teams that go away for training camp. So they go to St. John Fisher College in Rochester. So they're not actually hanging around in Buffalo. You'll see them packing up their coolers and TVs and stuff and moving into dorm rooms.
Yeah.
Right. And so there will be that. But I think fundamentally people probably approve, right, of the
I think it's a good team to feature because to me what Hard Knocks now symbolizes that now that they're just limited. It's like the arrival of football. Like it starts to really look, smell, feel like football. And I think that is a good team to kind of get you primed, ready to go.
It was after this show ended that we did learn formally that the tush push We'll be back. I am so bored by that. I heard lots of people saying this would be such a bad look to ban the tush push after the Eagles are good at it. I don't believe that. It wouldn't be banning the forward pass or something that, you know, like it would be banning a gimmick. But obviously, Lurie, the owner, gave a big speech and swayed some people, and people got emotional. Jeffrey got emotional, heated, talking about the tush push. And I don't know. Maybe it really has more implications for fantasy teams than anything else, because if you've got Jalen Hurts,
I thought it was interesting. Of the 10 teams that essentially decided it, 8 were AFC teams, and the 2 NFC teams.
Seven of the teams that voted with the Eagles were AFC teams.
Correct.
Yeah, if you're an AFC team, you can basically say, listen, we're not really going to worry about this until we get to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
And that'd be a good problem to have.
Yeah. Right? Well, if that's where we have to worry about it. But the 2 other NFC teams were the Lions, and I feel like Dan Campbell's just like, well, if you can't stop it, stop it. Don't be soft. And then the other team's the Saints, because they hired the Eagles offensive coordinator as their head coach.
Right. So that makes sense. Jim Irsay died. The owner of the Colts, always sort of a colorful but also controversial figure. He had notable challenges with addiction. He always said that his the most important thing that he owned was the big book, the AA big book. But he had gone to he said he went to rehab 15 times. He said he went to rehab 15 times. He did do a whole lot to spearhead mental health programs, addiction programs throughout that area. So interesting guy. He also, by the way, had an unbelievable sports memorabilia collection
and guitar
that he could have taken to Frame Corner. He had the Jim Irsay collection. It had Muhammad Ali's championship belt from Rumble in the Jungle to it. And as you point out, the world's foremost assemblage of classic guitars. He outbid the Bucks owner, Ed Glazer, for an Elton John piano that sold for $915,000. And Irsay told ESPN last year that he had declined an offer from a Middle East billionaire to buy the entire collection for more than $1 billion. How about that? Also, by the way, the guy who traded away, like, he was the owner when they traded Peyton. In the end, that was the right thing to do, right? Andrew Luck era did not go the way they wanted it to go for all kinds of reasons.
Peyton was coming off neck surgery.
Right, Peyton was coming off neck surgery.
He
did go win a Super Bowl, though. Sort of.
He was on the field when the Denver defense won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was on the field when the...
I mean, I was actually thinking about this the other night. I know we love to clown on even Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. I think we should always
use the worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl was that version of Peyton?
Broncos Peyton Manning.
That can't be true.
Yes, it is. Go look at all the stats. Jeff, it was 2 touchdowns to 6 interceptions that whole playoffs. He was averaging like 130 yards a game. He was awful. But God, that pass rush.
Who was on that team?
Vaughn Miller.
Oh, that was the Vaughn Miller team.
Like, that was young Vaughn Miller. Like, they were just hellacious. Like, they sacked Brady, I think, 48 times in the AFC championship game.
All right, we're going to talk to Chris Harrington when we return on the other side. We also have Right of the Night Trivia. We will be giving away 4 tickets to Italian Fest. You either have to best Jeffrey. That is not an easy thing to do. Or you have to play honorably, and you will get 4 tickets to Italian Fest. Kevin Cerrito will join us in the second hour, and we will play Righter Than Right trivia. So I've been telling you, Jeffrey, about this new place, Raging Cajuns, right? In Bartlett. So this is this makes me so happy when I tell people about a place, and they then go to the place, and they love the place. And that's true if it's Frame Corner or if it's Oak Hall or like, you know, or if it's Robert Irwin Jeweler. But here you go. Unsolicited report on Ragin' Cajuns. I just ordered to go at Ragin' Cajuns. The gumbo was outstanding and the roux was exactly NOLA. The shrimp po' boy is also delicious, as is the wonderful NOLA bread. The shrimp, I've never seen so many shrimp on a po' boy before. There are so many, they constantly fall off. Also, the breading on the shrimp, this is detailed, Jeffrey. This is like a food writer, right? Also, the breading on the shrimp is so light and remarkable. The fries are delicious, as well as a Cajun spice. I ordered online, was going to leave a tip, but the nice guy behind the counter said, when you order online, the tip goes to the online company. How about that? Wow, do you know that?
Awesome.
Do you know
this
that?
This is why, another reason why I don't like ordering online.
I asked him about the etouffee because my mom and I always made homemade etouffee, and it is remarkable. And he said theirs is wonderful. They cook it in a big pot out back. He said, I will try it next time. Great restaurant. Exclamation point. There you go. One happy customer. The shrimp po' boy, the gumbo, big fan. I've never seen so many shrimp. It is Ragin' Cajun. Is the name of the place right there in Bartlett. They also, by the way, have a brunch, a Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. And they got a strolling jazz trio with a bass, an upright bass, a horn, a banjo, balloons on the table, all of that. That's the Sunday brunch. Located 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett, Cajun901.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.